Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, June the 3rd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today, especially if you're one of those people that's kind of been stuck in Groundhog's Day for a long time and you're interested in an instant shortcut, a neurological shortcut, if you will, a psychological shortcut, if we want to use that term. It's really the way that we are designed. We all are energy beings. So today's message is not for new believers. Today's message is for, again, spiritual light workers. There is a shortage of spiritual light workers. We are all spiritual light workers. Unfortunately, many of us are working for the wrong light because, again, it's none of our fault. We all were born into this system. There's nobody here, to my knowledge, that created this system. We're all born into this system. So now we need to look at how to do what I've learned how to do the hard way. And that is establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. There is a reason, and this is the God's honest truth. This message today is no joking, you know, no boo-boo, no fluff. This is a message that's really near and dear to my heart because there is no such thing as a free lunch. You know, we've been sold this bill of goods that there's a shortcut. There is everybody's looking for a magic pill. You know, I'm gonna be honest with you, brothers and sisters. It took time. It took a lot of energy, and it took a lot of effort to get to where I'm at today. There were a few times that suicide was an option for me. There was sometimes three specific times in my life, you know, way back in the day when I just couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And where I'm at today is extremely why I don't associate with people that are not where I'm at. There's a reason why I don't associate with low vibrational people. Because I don't have that governor. I don't have that switch. That's why I developed behavioral cladonomics. It doesn't exist, at least it did not exist before I termed that phrase cladonomics. That comes from the Greek word kleros, which is the household management of the soul. Without the ability to understand behavioral cladonomics, which is my way of defining the difference between behavioral psychology and CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, that is what therapists use. It is the biology of self-control and is the key to behavior modification based upon the biological expression of the genes. It is the only effective way to take a coping mechanism that you have been using and use that coping mechanism to bring about permanent change in the genome, to my knowledge. It is the only method on earth that I've personally used and that I personally endorse, that I recommend for everybody. Behavioral cladonomics is the only thing that works. I have not seen anything else. I know there's a lot of other psychological things, but without understanding how energy works and what energy imprinting is, because your energy remains in your cells. This is cellular imprinted. It's imprinted in your cells, brothers and sisters. That is why you can't change. It is biologically impossible for you to change without understanding energy work, without understanding that patterns of power, and without understanding that you are controlled right now by the unconscious pattern. It's the unconscious imprint. There is energy that was so traumatic, it left a print. It left an indention in your soul. Your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, intellect was imprinted by a traumatic event or traumatic events. So my soul was imprinted multiple times. And then the imprints of my ancestors, my father and mother, that whatever emotional experiences that they had was imprinted into my limbic system, the limbic system of the brain. And the inability to dissolve imprints and release patterns that no longer serve you is, to me, the key to the kingdom. The ability to shift into a pure consciousness or awareness or perception is I cannot express it. I talk to people every day that are unknowingly reliving the emotional trauma of past events. And as somebody who suffered from severe emotional trauma as a kid, I didn't understand. Nobody could help me, man. There was no counselor on earth. They didn't have no damn bereavement counselors when I was a kid. And I watched. See, my traumatic abuse took place from birth up until my mom died, because every day she got beat. Every day we were forced to walk in circles. Every day that metal pipe hit my back. Every day I was verbally abused. Every day I was called worthless and well done, and I wouldn't amount to nothing, just like my biological father. Every day I grew up, I was listening to Kirk Franklin this morning, who was talking about, he was on the Breakfast Club, and he was talking about his childhood, and I could relate, because my father never, to this day, that Negro still walks this earth. He's never put his arms around me and looked me in the eyes and said, "Son, I am proud of you." I tell my sons that damn near every day. The difference between my children and most children is that I communicated that to them every day. I cannot express that enough, man. I don't understand. Now, I'm not talking about this, you know, warm and fuzzy stuff that, you know, that a lot of mothers do. Well, your little Johnny knows that you love him so much that he can do anything you want and you're going to endorse that shit. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a father's love that say, "Yo, Negro, you know right from wrong. I'm going to punch you in your mouth. But I'm also will freaking put you on my shoulders and carry you for 1,000 miles if I have to." That love. the love that knows and that transcends, the energy that's in that type of unconditional love, doesn't. It's very rare today. And leaders don't have it, man. There are CEOs of major corporations that don't even communicate with their staff. They're too busy. You mean to tell me you're too busy to take freaking 5 minutes out of your day and tell your staff at least once a week, every other week, every once a month, at least, if you're too damn busy to actually give respect to the people that made you? The problem is that everybody needs to be loved. Everybody needs to be valued, and everybody needs to be respected. And if you are too busy to love and value the people that you freaking see every day, then something is wrong. You got your wires twisted. You do not understand the value of spiritual work. And that there is too many people that are looking for a free lunch. You see, there is no such thing as happiness without a cost. See, the law of equivalent exchange states that you must give the same thing in energy value that you want to receive in use value. So if I want to receive the currency of a millionaire, I need to give the energy of the millionaire. So I'm a peak performance coach. I don't do where you just show up and get by, because I did that and I know it doesn't work. So I don't endorse mediocrity. I don't endorse just getting by. There's too much of that going on today. Especially if you're raising a black man, a black child, a black boy, and a black girl, you cannot accept mediocrity. You must now, if their best is a freaking 75, okay, we're gonna accept that 75. But if you're squeaking by, if you're barely showing up, and you bring home a 75, oh, no, boo-boo, you can take that back. See, my kids are successful because I didn't accept that shit, man. You can't bring no 75 in my house and you got a freaking brain. I know how hard you were. You didn't bring a book home. You never studied. You never do. Now, see, I didn't have that requirements. Nobody set the example for me. I didn't see that growing up. My father never saw my report card. He never saw me play one play, not one. I never missed a game in my son's game. Never. Every game I was there. See, you can't sell me that mediocrity stuff. You can sell it to somebody else, but I know you're not performing up to your peak, up to your maximum. I know you're getting by on easy street. I know you're just showing up and people don't know your potential. But see, boo-boo, I know your potential. I can see worth and value in you. I know you're made in the image and the likeness of God, and I know you're just getting by. And that acceptance of mediocrity, that's the black man and the black woman's kiss of death. We all satisfied with freaking being unsatisfied, but not me. I don't want no safety net. I'm a do or die. That's it for me. Do or die. Ain't no damn middle ground. I don't do disease. I'm healthy or I freaking put my ass in a box. I'm wealthy. It's either do or die. That's it. It's destiny or death. That's how you leave an energy imprint. An energy imprint is the only way to override the current disposition that you got. You ain't hungry enough, man. You're not willing to do whatever's required. Not you personally, but people you know. People are still trying to create the future and the present with the past. The brain does not know the difference between what is happening now and what happened 20 years ago. So if you keep reliving the past, what's in the past is in the past. That's why I don't do morality. I don't give a damn what happened to you in the past, brothers and sisters. The only way I got to where I am now is I had to let go of the past. And I had to create my own energy. And I had to imprint my own soul. I had to rewrite my own script. Because none of the behavioral techniques, none of the pharmacare crap, not that I tried it, it didn't work. I had to do 7 things. Number one, I had to accept my flaws. Number two, I had to take personal responsibility for my actions. Number three, I had to step up and take action anyway. If I didn't feel like doing it, I freaking get in it. Nowadays, we got these weak-ass parents that let their kids do whatever the hell they want to do. Little Johnny don't feel like doing nothing. You say, okay, little Johnny. But when little Johnny take his ass out into the real world, guess what's going to happen? The real world don't give a damn if you want to take a day off. You show up every day, and you show up and you show out. You do or you die. That's why I went into the Marine Corps. See, the Marine Corps, we had a motto. It said, do or die. It was always faithful. We don't leave nobody behind. If you died in the battlefield, the enemy don't have the right to freaking take your body and carve it up and use it as a damn showpiece. We would rather die. The whole platoon would go back and get one body. If everybody who went, everybody came back. We didn't leave nobody on the battlefield. See, that disposition, that's the disposition that I was talking about on my Sunday morning message that got cut off by Facebook. I talked for a whole hour and it only saved like 30 minutes. Because the last 30 minutes, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about that disposition. That's what it talks about, that word in the Bible in Matthew chapter 24 that says nothing is going to happen until the kingdom of heaven is preached. Then the end will come. And the kingdom means basileia. And basileia means that you got a mental disposition. It means that it's a state of being possessed with dominion. It's a mental disposition. That's how you imprint energy. See, behavioral cladonomics is about energy clearing and energy removing. So the next thing is, number four is you can't live a life with a safety net. See, right now you got a safety net. There's something or there's someone that says, if you trip and fall, that's okay, boo-boo, I got you. See, I didn't have that. I don't have that today. If I don't do something today to bring in a dollar today, then I don't pay my bills tomorrow. I ain't got no safety net. I ain't got no rich uncle. Or I ain't got no freaking trust fund. I ain't got no rich cougar that I can call up. I got to be my own cougar, my own lion. Number five, then I need to make sure that everything I do is motivated by making other people better. It can't be selfish. Everything I do is to establish hope in other people, to help other people evolve. Number five is you got to help other people evolve. Number six is you got to set progress, that's failure, over perfection, that's inaction. See, right now you're perfect because it's easy to be perfect when you ain't taking no damn risk. I have Negroes all the time say, well, Brother Will, you know what? You know, I would do that, brother, but I don't know if it's going to work. You think? The only way you know it's going to work is if you get out there and see if it's going to work. Failure, I'm okay with failure because I don't give a damn how many times you knock me down, I'm going to get back up or you're going to put me in a box. Period. That's the disposition that it takes to be successful. Too many people are walking around talking about, well, you know what? I don't like failure. No, I like, that's why I say, if you, anything that's that somebody hold up on that, violate it. People got all these damn rules. You violate every one of them. Why failure is the only way that you get to success. I failed my way to success. I failed more than anybody that I know can even freaking think about. And I got people walking around. That's why I told them, you know, even with my own son. You say, Dad, I don't know, man. I watch you fail so many times, I don't want to play. I'm just going to sit on the sidelines. I said, okay, BJ, you can do that, boo-boo. Knock yourself out. His life didn't start changing until he started failing. Feel the fear and do it anyway. I'd rather be around with people who are trying and failing than around people who are sitting at home and succeeding. The only reason you stay in Groundhog's Day is because you're freaking playing safe. You're doing shizness that doesn't require you to stretch yourself. So, yeah, if you never do it, if you never take any risk, of course you're going to look good on paper. But I know that you're a paper champion. And when you meet a real lion like me in the ring, you're going to get mauled, homie. Because it's either you're going to you can't just knock me out because I'm going to wake up. You got to put me to sleep like permanent. Because when I wake up, I'm looking for you. That's got to be your disposition. You have to accept progress, bump perfection. I'm not interested in it. I am not perfect. I accept my flaws. I tell everybody, yes, I am flawed. I'm a flaw. If you're looking for perfection, I ain't the one. I am purposely flawed. I am flawed on purpose. I am flawed for purpose. My flaw is my purpose. I am energetically imprinted by the prime creator with a freaking flaw. That thorn is in my side and it ain't going nowhere. So, yeah, I'm going to disappoint you. If you come in here looking for perfection, I am not it. You might want to go to freaking Lakewood or go hang out at the Potter's house. T.D. Jakes and my boy Creflo, all of them Negroes, they perfect, not me. I'm going to disappoint you. And you're going to disappoint me. Guess what? I'm going to love you anyway, bro-boo. And despite your flaws, I'm still going to love you. I don't care how many times you fail. In my eyes, you still the bomb.com. Everybody else, they just waiting on you to fail. Say, oh, see me? I know you're going to fail. If you don't fail, I'm going to be very suspect. You might be an OP. Only OPs don't fail. You might be empowered by a tutelary demon. The ability to understand that I am interested in progress, step-by-step progress. I'm not interested in perfection. And last but not least, number seven, is you got to have a crystal clear vision. How the hell are you going to go somewhere you don't even know where you're going? That's the whole purpose of the life management system. Now, let me make sure you understand energy imprinting, because patterns are power. It is the unconscious pattern that is your conscious problem. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. See, there is energy is in your cells, and that energy that's unconscious, because, again, the brain does not know the difference when something is happening in real time and when something is something that is recalled through event recall. Right now, you are engaging in negative event recall. That is called a negative energy imprint that has not been cleared. So what I do is I clear negative energy imprints. And the way that I clear, there is only one way known biologically to the medical community. Now, you can do hypnosis. You can do NLP. You can do, you know, Qigong. You can do yoga. You can do Tai Chi. You can do all of that. But the only way to clear the energy imprint instantly known to man is to have a brain orgasm. As I've been saying, I'm just saying the same thing. That's a different way. What does that mean? You must be in a permanent state of the honeymoon. Now, I don't know if y'all have noticed over the last 5 years, pretty much. Go back and listen to my shows. Look at what I do. And then ask yourself, now remember, I do negative things to produce positive results, because they're negative because of your definition. But your definitions, boo-boo, I don't accept your definitions. I don't accept Noah Webster's definitions. I don't accept King James definitions. I only accept the definitions of source code, prime creator. And prime creator's definition, he's all power. He's all present. He's all knowing. It's all simple. Excuse me. It's all simplistic. And it's all benevolent. That's my definition. That's it. Notice the definition doesn't include your definition of failure. So failure is not a word in my vocabulary. So when I disappoint you, you disappointed, because you had an expectation that was not based upon something that is all present, that was all power, that was all knowing, that was all simple, and that was all benevolent. So every day I wake up and my energy that is imprinted upon my soul is all power. It's all present. It's all simple. It's all benevolent. So my energy that is imprinting my cells and leaving a mark or a cursor in my cellular biology is different from yours. And if I imprint it, if it's frequently repeated, and if there is a traumatic, but in this case dramatic, or in a really, really, really instant, the only way, instant, is through cleronomics, because cleronomics is the household management of the soul. The soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. So how do you change an unconscious pattern? The only way to change an unconscious pattern is with a conscious impression that is so powerful that it rewrites the traumatic event. That is called an emotional charge. So energy imprinting only happens when you are exposed to design. So when I expose you to your God-given design, the impact is so traumatic, it overrides the negative habit pattern instantly. So that's how I can change my diet instantly. That's how I can change my behavior instantly. That's how I can change my wealth instantly. That's how I can change my relationships instantly. But everybody else, they got to go through a 21-step program. They got to go do this. Now, I do all of that stuff, too. We're in the process of doing that right now with the Business Builders Product Development. And we are on day three today. What we've already learned is, like, otherworldly. So everybody that's a part of the class that we started, what I gave them was their zodiacal imprint that was from the constellation that they were born in. That's their star seed. You are a star child. You come from a constellation that you know not of. And so everybody that's a part of that, now they know, now they got the energy from their constellation. And day two, I gave them the energy from their monthly expression. Day three, we're going to get into the energy imprinting. So what I am doing is I'm giving everybody that's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, Business Builders, Product Development. And the only way to develop the product is with the original design or the energy that it was imprinted in the constellations, because I gave them the scriptures that said that the stars and the suns was given for a sign or an imprint. So that imprint is so powerful, it produces a what I call giddiness. That means that you like really giddy. It's almost like somebody who's under the influence. You ever seen those people that are drunk, that are happy drunks? Well, this is how you establish heaven on earth. How do you do that? You establish heaven on earth, well, when the neurons in the brain is releasing certain chemicals, and those chemicals produce what is called a euphoric feeling. That euphoric feeling produces a honeymoon stage. So in the brain is the same way. Like when you meet somebody, y'all know that honeymoon stage, the first 3 months, the first 3 years when you get married or you get a new relationship and you are in a honeymoon stage. I had this one client who made this statement to me. He didn't even know. He told me that, and I got to dress it up a little bit. This is a family show. He said that there's no Nunu like new Nunu. And so this guy had he was single. So, I mean, at least he wasn't, you know, doing some of the crazy stuff that I was doing. So all he did was one night stands. And he was trying to get help because he had the therapist told him he had a sex addiction. And I told him, no, he didn't. And he was like, "Well, you understand, doc, I can't have sex with the same woman repeatedly. It has to be new. He told me, there's got to be new, man. If I have sex with the same girl, now this guy, like his girlfriend was a high level executive, traveled the country, made big money. And this dude treated her like trash, cheated on her, disrespect her daily. And they couldn't figure out what was going on in their relationship. And when I broke it down for them, it still was beyond their ability to encapsulate or to encompass. Because what he was doing was establishing a new pattern to replace. So he was imprinting himself. Then I had another client who their guru told them. Now, this is a true story. She came to me and she said, "Doc, the guy that went," and she sent me all his information. I looked him up on Facebook. I went to his website. I listened to a lot of his shows. And every female, and there was like five or six of them who came to me, they all said that they was required to have sex with him to join his program. And I'm like, damn, maybe I should incorporate that in my program. No, I'm just playing. But and anyway, what he was saying was he needed to imprint all of the females. And thankfully, three had already slept with the dude. And the other two was like, "I don't know. That sound like Jim Jones-ish." And I told him what he's doing is he's doing what's called a energy imprinting. He's imprinting your soul sexually. And I was breaking down why this quote unquote guru, who if I told you his name, you probably would know him. And he was he had sex with every female. I wonder why just the females. Another study for another time. But he was doing what is called energy imprinting. So he was imprinting their soul with his energy. Now that's what happens when you have a sexual, you know, not, I mean, most people already know that. But most people don't understand the psychology and the emotion of the flow of energy that is transferred through human interaction. This flow of energy that is transferred is not physical. The flow of emotional intimacy through your aura, your chi, your prana, it changes the aura. Now, most people think that it has to do with sex. As I've done on the show and I've taught all women, sensuality is more powerful than physical sexuality. Y'all have no idea. Most women don't. That's why they dumb it down, because the universe we live in, they understand that either it is positive or negative energy that immediately affects our mood and our disposition. Now, we call it that the aura. The church call it the spirit. So the aura and the spirit is an invisible manifestation of the energy that is in us, which creates an encompassing field around us that is made up of electricity and magnetism. And you can absorb other people's energy. That's what the Bible says. Let no man lay hands on you suddenly, because if you do, he's transferring that spirit to you. And the same thing happens during a sexual act. Now, your job, what the guy was telling me that was having, he said there was no nunu like nunu. He could not have sex with the same woman multiple times. Why? He couldn't release that feeling. What feeling? The honeymoon stage. So what he had did, and this guy was very successful, and the girl that he was with was very successful. But the girl that he was with, she had a different way of maintaining the honeymoon stage. She maintained the honeymoon stage with the fellowship and the communication between her and him. He did not get anything from the emotional connection, the communication. He needed the physical act. So the physical act of sleeping with somebody else produces dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin, endorphins, all of the feel-good chemicals in the brain. Because he did not know how to use an image. He didn't know how to visualize. He didn't know how. Now, some people use hypnosis. There's a plethora of different techniques by which to maintain the experience of a honeymoon to override the experience of pain and victimhood from the past. So your job is to clear. Now, people think that you got to go into the psyche. This is modern psychology. You got to go back and revisit the emotional and the traumatic event. Why would you do that? Why would you? This is what the rapists tell you. Now, remember the word therapist means the rapist. So how do you establish heaven on earth? So they are establishing hell, because the emotional traumatic event that happened from their childhood, why would you go and remember it? This is what psychology, modern psychology does. You lay on a sofa and they tell you, okay, go back to your childhood and remember what happened to you. Let's go back and let's deal with that trauma. No, hell no. I'm going to re-imprint it. I'm going to write. Now, again, if you don't believe me, just go outside and take a size 5 shoe, put some water on the ground, make it a little soft, and then put the 5 shoe and leave an imprint in the mud. This is your homework. Now, once you imprint the ground with a size 5 shoe, find somebody that got a size 12 shoe, and on top of the size 5 shoe, put an imprint and see what happens to the size 5 imprint after you put the size 12 imprint on top of the size 5 imprint. Now, the size 5 imprint is still there, but you can't see it because it's been overlaid with a size 12, because the 12 is more impactful. So you got a traumatic event. You got to create a more traumatic, an event that is more traumatic, except on the positive side. That's all I've done. All I do every day is create traumatic events that are so powerful that it overrides the negative habit pattern. And it immediately changes because it releases dopamine in the brain. So when I go to the gym and I change the workout instantly, I never go to the gym and do the exact same work. Unless, unless I'm kind of relaxed and taking a day off. So my day off is I still go to the gym and I just kind of go, you know. And another thing that's extremely important. When I go to the gym, I never max out. When I say intense, I don't mean intense as in effort. I mean intense as in heartbeat. So in other words, you can overtrain. If you go and you lift, if you can only lift 100 pounds, your max weight is the whatever you can lift. And most people train at their max and they blow out their joints. They overtrain their muscles and they got a lot of injuries. Now, I used to do that. That's how I blew out my hamstring, both knees, broke my wrist, broke my ankle in three places. Why? Every time I went to the gym, I went all out, balls to the wall, like a madman. What happened? I overtrained. So I don't do that. I go to the gym two, sometimes three times a day, and I only stay there 10, 15 minutes, and then I go out. And when I'm in there, I do things that are low stress but high cardio. So I can lift. So when I lift weights, I don't have to lift heavy. Some days I do lift heavy. Why? Change it up. But most of the time, I don't max out. But I add. I do weights. I do cardio. I would do elliptics. I do calisthenics, all at the same time. So I would get on a treadmill, run really, really fast for 10 or 15 seconds, and jump off the treadmill, and I have the chair right next to me, and I sit down in the chair, and I start doing overhead press. Then I get off the overhead press and I get a jump rope and I start doing the jump rope. Then I get off the jump rope and I get right back on the treadmill. Run as fast as I can for 15 seconds. Then I lift for 15 seconds. Then I do this for 15 seconds. That's all I do. My heart rate is freaking 160, 170, 180. After 10 minutes of that, you're going to get lightheaded. And if you can do that, like I said, I haven't met nobody that could do my workout for more than 20 minutes without stroking out. It's intense, but it's not stressful. But what does that do? Bam, honeymoon stage. The brain releases endorphins during that stage. But I don't push myself to the point where my body releases lactic acid or adrenaline, because then that defeats the purpose. So how do you override a negative imprint with a positive imprint? So this is called energy work. Energy imprint. This is behavioral cladonomics. Now, I've done many shows on behavioral cladonomics in the past that helps you to identify the biology of self-control. And the biology of behavioral modification, because this can override any behavior instantly. It doesn't take, 21 days, 3 days, 7 days. No, it takes 10 minutes. So you can change your entire life in 10 minutes. Now, let me be crystal clear, because what happens is when you enter into another person's presence, thought. Wise. And when you enter into another person, another place, or another thing, everything is energy. Let me say it again. A rock is energy. A tree is energy. When you walk past a tree, you are entering into the tree space. The tree is going to have an effect on you. You don't even know. When you're walking past a graveyard, anybody walk past a graveyard at night and didn't feel anything? If you didn't, call me, man. I need to find out to make sure you got a pulse. I can walk past. Now, I'm an adult. We all are adults. I know good and well, nothing in the graveyard but dead folks. But there is something about the energy in a graveyard at night. Don't believe me? Find a graveyard, park your car, and get out and just walk through the graveyard. See what happens to you. Please try it, man. Please do not believe me. Please try it. Another thing, go to a park. You didn't even got to go inside. Go to a prison, park in the driveway, and then just kind of get out and just walk. Not a jail, a prison, a penitentiary. Go to a penitentiary. Go to especially a federal penitentiary. Go to a federal penitentiary, just park in the driveway, and then just get out and just breathe the air. Watch what happens to you. Feel the fear that comes over you. Anytime you are in another person's thought, so if I sit here and I'm thinking about Barack Obama, bam, immediately I'm experiencing either positive or negative. I'm sensing his energy. Immediately. It does. Why? Quantum physics states, based upon quantum entanglement, regardless of the distance of the location, the thought, again, remember the attributes and characteristics of source. That's what I got. That's why I can do this instantly. This is really dangerous, because what if you sit and you have a thought of evil? Instantly, that evil is at your house, because there's no distance. Remember, source code, prime creator, all knowing, all power. What kind of power? What kind of knowing? See what had happened was, I said I was gonna be no joking around today. Message is too serious. Let me tell you what you're doing wrong. So you saw your bank account this morning and you had a thought. That was the wrong. You gotta replace that thought immediately. So you saw your bank account and then you saw your bills and you had a thought, I have more bills than I have money. Now, is that thought valid? Absolutely. But does that thought create a honeymoon experience in your brain? Do y'all see why I don't do negative thoughts? Why I don't go to negative churches? Negative does not mean good or bad. Y'all got to get out of this morality bullshit. Y'all got to get out of it. This is why you are in Death Con. This is why you're part and your name is written in the book of the dead, because you are in debt. Debt means guilt. Guilt is anybody or anything or any place that makes you feel anything other than benevolence. So if you go and you listen to somebody say that you're going to die and go to hell, what does that make you feel? Does it make you feel benevolent? Let me rephrase. It didn't make me feel benevolent. I don't know how it make you feel. If you feel jovial, if you feel like, like a man, men, y'all know how we feel when we have a toe-curling experience, an orgasm. It's very euphoric. So you are hanging around people, and you're going to places, and you're reading books. Although they may have good intentions, you cannot use evil to bring about a good. That dog don't hunt. You got to replace it. You got to replace the energy, because an energy is not energy. It's a freaking entity. You just invited the devil into your house. See, the biggest mistake that I made with my children was doing that. And the greatest gift I gave my children was doing that. See, I didn't know what I'm telling you. So my children had to get rid of them energies, them entities, because I used negative energy imprinting on my children. Now, I also use positive energy imprinting, but I didn't know. That's what I'm telling you. Only use positive. Why would you use negative? Why would you tell somebody? Because it's not energy. It's an entity. It's a freaking demon. It's a thought form being. It's an orb. It's a sprite. It's a genie. It's a mojo. It's an imp. Now, there are different hierarchies based upon your intention behind the energy that you are expressing. So the energy imprinting, when you have a thought that says, although it is real, the brain does not give a blank about morality. The brain only understands energy. The brain doesn't know the difference between what is happening, whether it's real or fiction. When you go to a movie, you know, because you paid a ticket to get in. You know that dude with the chainsaw is not going to chop your head off, but your body doesn't. So when the movie, especially if it's 3D and it's coming at you, and that's why y'all think they're doing all the movies now with 3D, because they know it has a higher impact of release on the brain, and it creates a greater energy imprint in the cells. So remember, your energy is stored in your cells. Every memory is stored in your cells. Memory. Cell membrane. Why do you have cellular membrane? Why is it called a cell membrane? Why is it called a cell membrane? Now, we broke down the word mem, M-E-M-E. And we know that is the biological transformation of the genes. How can I change your genes? Mem. And then the word brain. So mems are stored in the cell's brain. The cell brain is not in the inside the cell. It's outside. So your cells have memory. And unless you create a new energy imprint. So when you have a thought that says, I got more bills than money, that, bam, imprint. So now what do? You think about the last time that you created money. Well, this is what I do. I said, okay, remember, you know what? Last time I did a sale, or last time I signed up some new clients, or last time I did a pay-per-view message. And when I did that, wow, I had a great response. And then I brought in income. And so I think about that, and I totally forget the fact that I have more bills than money. And then I start to draw more money than bills. And I change bills. I change reality with mentality. I don't deal with reality. I only deal with mentality. So I change my reality by using a more powerful mentality. Now, you have the ability to create as powerful of a mentality as you can imagine. Now, for me, the imagination of being attached with a global organization that is exactly like me is euphoric. I get giddy. My brain, all the neurons is having an orgasm in my brain right now. All the neurons are sleeping with each other. There's like a, I'm having a brain orgy. Now, we already broke this down. Again, just go to Google. If you don't believe me, type in ASMR. For anybody that don't believe me, to understand the science behind what I'm saying. ASMR. And what you're going to see is the, for me, again, because the dominant culture only gives you a partial. So you got to have discernment. Because remember, I'm born in September. So I need total awareness. I don't like this. Now, they just give you a piece of the puzzle. Well, I'm born in September. I'm not satisfied with a piece of the puzzle. Since I am directed, since I am all-knowing, I know good and bad. I am all power, good power and bad power, according to your definition of power. But there's only one kind of power. It's just energy. A hammer is just a hammer. Now, the hammer can be used for good or evil, but the hammer is not good or evil. The hammer is just a hammer. You use it for what we define as good or evil. So energy is not good or energy. Energy is not good or evil. It's energy. It's a power. Now, how you use that power? So again, you have this power. You are all power. You are all present. So regardless of the location, the energy, and regardless, again, you're all knowing, you are power, you are present, and it's simple. You just use more power to replace the lower power. That's why in the Bible, and that's why at the higher levels, they use the name of Jesus. Now, don't believe me, just go talk to anybody. They use the exact same names that you do, but they use them for evil because they understand energy imprinting. Now, you may not, but they do. They understand the hierarchy of energy or entities. And the entities, as we're going to talk about in my private show later on tonight, and if you're not a member, man, and you need to really, it's only $250. You need to really consider it, because now we are on all of this is energy imprinting. This is energy work. This is what I've been doing since I was 8. Now, if you notice the word fetter, and again, go to dictionary.com or your favorite. And I shouldn't be telling you this because this is just for the private group. But I need to tell you what you're missing, because the word letter, if you take the L and turn it upside down, It makes the symbol of what Facebook, which is really a cane that's upside down, and it got two balls on the side of it. The two balls represents 00. The cane represents 7, 007. That's all of the James Bond movies. James, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then we get into other books. What are the other books? We got Philippi. James. James was also one of the brothers of Yahushua. So the 7 represents eyes. I'm sorry, not the 7 represents intelligence, the ability to see. The L, turn it upside down, Facebook. Facebook, same thing. Well, it also represents Tubal Cain. Tubal Cain, the son of Cain. So 007, the movies, 007, 007. That's two balls and a cane. That's sex magic. But the sex is not physical sex. The sex is mental sex. So the powers that be, they know this. And they tell you physical sex. And you go out and have physical sex. But they're not having physical sex. Now, they have physical sex to throw you off, but they have mental sex. They understand the power of neurons, because neurons that fire together wire themselves. So 007 means pineal gland, pituitary gland, and the hypothalamus. Because remember, the thalamus is cold. TH is PH. So the thalamus is the thalamus. The thalamus is the phallus. So it's phallus. It's a phallus symbol. But the phallus symbol hasn't to do with anything. It's the tree of life. Tree in Greek means dendrites. As we talked about in my private show that I did on Facebook Live on Sunday that they cut off, which is the reason why they cut it off, because at the end of that show, I talked about the tree of life. And the word, again, tree means dendrite. Life means mental disposition. So the mental disposition, I remember the word life means Z-O-E in the Bible. The word life means Z-O-A in the Bible. That word means a mental disposition that where one is possessed with the kingdom of God. It means kingdom. That means, again, basileia. And basileia means dominion. Dominion means disposition of the lion. That means everything's lunch. That means you're the baddest mother beep, 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 on the planet. If you ain't got that disposition, you don't got life, according to the Bible. That activates the dendrites. That's the tree. So the tree of, now remember, in the garden, there was a tree that was good for sight. There was a tree that was good for food. There was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then there was the tree of life. There was five trees in the garden. Well, Brother Will, you just said four. The tree of life, the tree that was good for sight, the tree that was good for food, and the tree that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You ever seen a tree that have two fruit on it? No. So that tree was actually two. That's where we got bipolar from. That's why we got two balls and a cane. That's where we get Jacob and Boaz. That's where we get the law of polarity from. But in our text, it's one tree. But in the original text, it's two trees. Because I ain't never seen no tree that had two kind of fruits on it. Have you? If you do, take a picture of it, email it to me. I'll just stop teaching. I'll go and retire. Now, I know you can manipulate stuff and genetically engineer. That's not what I'm talking about, boo-boo. I'm talking about nature. I'm talking about source, prime creator. Each thing is created after its own freaking kind, according to the source code. So what are you saying, Brother Will? Well, what I am saying is the word, the tree of life, the true esoteric meaning of the tree of life is activating dendrites in the brain. So that way it sends out an electrical charge that lights up your whole brain. Like when I went underneath the EKG machine and they looked at my brain and they say, dude, you having an electrical storm in your head. So we're going to pay you to be the lab rat because we need to find out how you produce an electrical storm in your head on demand. And your muscles are not responding because right now you're having an epileptic seizure in the brain, but yet the body is calm. Like, how you do that? That's energy imprinting. So energy imprinting is what they've been trying to teach. All of the gurus are trying to teach what I do naturally. And that is, how do you get into a state that the Bible says, be still and know that I am God? See, there's very few people who can do that. Very few people who can get into a state of stillness that it talks about in the book of Psalms. So energy imprinting is behavioral cladonomics. Now go to Google, type in behavioral cladonomics. You will see that my information is the only one come up. Why? Because when I was a little kid, when my mom died, when I was walking the streets of Richmond, Texas, and I was getting my ass whooped on the daily, I knew that I didn't have that level of energy, evil energy, because all the little dudes that I was hanging out with, they had learned something different. I grew up in a little country town, man, 400 people. I didn't know nothing about stealing. I didn't know everything that I learned in Richmond. I didn't know. I had a different disposition. So the imprint on my soul and my cells was different because the brain does not know the difference between reality and fiction. The brain only recognizes energy. And the tree of life, the word tree means dendrites. Dendrites is part of the axon, which is part of the neuron. So the dendrite are the fingers that releases the electrical pulse throughout the body that controls the behavior or the release of serotonin, melatonin, dopamine, endorphins, all the feel-good chemicals are released. What your job is, there is a way for you to be able to release those feel-good chemicals so that way you produce something called the ASMR, the Automatic Sensory Meridian Response. And that overrides the reticular, the RAS, the reticular activating response. So the reticular activating system, that's part of the reptile brain, is part of the reptilian. That activates freeze, fight, or flight. Now, this is all talked about in Hebrews chapter 4. This is how, now again, this is the biological, because remember, I've had the word of God all my life. I was raised in church like most of us, but I did not have the implementation of the word of God. So all I teach is the biological implementation of the word. And most Reverend Dr. Bishops, they do not have the brain cells by which to wrap around the statements that I'm making. And it's not their fault because they're stuck in religion because they went to cemetery. And the cemetery, which is what they call the seminary, don't teach cosmology or biology. They just teach theology. Well, I got a three-star in the court that's talked about in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, that's not easily broken. Because one standing alone is easily defeated. So you just got theology alone, you're going to get smoked by somebody like me. Two standing back to back can conquer. So you got theology and you got a little bit of biology. Okay, you're still good, but you're not better than me. So the only way we can have a conversation is if you have a three-stranded cord that's not easily broken that we call the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. But where's the mother? Because the powers that be, they know. Because in the Essene Gospel of Peace, all it talks about is the earthly mother. But I can't find no scripture in the Bible that talks about the earthly mother. So the Heavenly Father, the earthly mother, and the Divine Spirit. But we got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So it's a different way of saying the exact same thing. So Reverend Dr. Bishop can hear this message, and they're going to walk away scratching their head. And they're going to be saying, oh, man, that poor brother is going to die and go to hell. And by making that statement, according to biology, it produces a sense in the brain. Anytime the brain has a sense of fear, doubt, unbelief, that's why it says in 2 Timothy, God has not given us a spirit. Because what is a spirit? A spirit, again, according to biology, is a neurological network. That's why Elon Musk has the neural net. That's why Elon Musk and the Founders Club, they have Skynet. That's why they're building Gwin Towers. That's why 5G is rolling across the country. They're going to pipe fear into your brain because they know what does fear do. Everybody knows this. It stops the immune system. It also releases cortisol, and adrenaline or lactic acid. Now, when a lion roars, it creates lactic acid in the bones or in the muscles of its prey so they can't run away. So why are you sitting here? I don't give a damn how much word of God you got. The devil got something more powerful than you. He got something called transhumanism. He got something called transgenderification. So he's transferring your power to him. That's what trans means. It's transference of power. So energy imprinting, it takes place regardless of location. Energy influence or imprinting takes place based upon the impact of the thought. So a low impact thought cannot override a high impact thought. That's called frequency resonance. So when I was in the police academy, they gave us these tuning forks for us to tune. So a higher vibration pulls up a lower vibration. So energy imprinting is the manifestation of energy, and the word energy means entity. Let me say it again. Energy imprinting is the manifestation of energy. What are they doing over in Project CERN? Manifestation of energy. They didn't say whether the energy was benevolent or not. They are piercing the veil. They are opening up the pit of a baton, if you will, to bring in negative energy. Now, the same thing that they're doing with Project CERN, you can do that with Project CONCERN. Meaning, what are you concerned about? So the way that Project CERN works is reverse engineer the brain. So I don't need technology to change theology, to change biology, to change cosmology. You are a walking, talking, breathing Holy Grail grid engineer. I already did a 7-hour series. You are. That's the Holy Grail that they're looking for is you. They know that, but they don't want you to know that. So those seven keys of establishing heaven on earth again, as I said at the beginning of the day's show, somebody should write this down. This is how you get out of Groundhog's Day instantly. The way you get out of Groundhog's Day instantly is that you create a honeymoon stage in your brain every day. I don't recommend that you do what I did, which was actually create a honeymoon stage. That's how I could help old boy who got, where I said, new. But I did the same thing with relationships. So I always created the honeymoon stage in my life by always being in a new relationship where it felt like the honeymoon stage. And once that honeymoon stage wore off, I went on to the next chick all the time I was married. So I stopped my quote-unquote adulterous behavior by learning a new technique that created the same energy imprinting without using adultery. There are many different techniques that you can use to produce a higher frequency to override a negative frequency called a traumatic event. Now, what is a traumatic event? A traumatic event is the current habit pattern. What is the current habit pattern? The current habit pattern, because patterns are power, is the unconscious pattern that you call a problem. So how can you change your unconscious pattern? Because the unconscious rules your life, not the conscious. You can consciously say, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. You do affirmations. I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. Boo-boo. That don't do nothing. That don't mean nothing. It means nothing. It's almost a waste of time. Why? There's no energy. So some people try to conjure up energy that they put visualization, but it's still not powerful enough to override the negative habit pattern. Otherwise, when you say I'm a millionaire, you will be a millionaire. So you got to produce the feeling of a millionaire. Okay, how did I do that? Well, I got on a plane and I went to California and hung out with some millionaires. I picked up their vibe and I became a millionaire. It didn't take me no 21 days. It didn't take nothing. That's why I'm doing the whole $1,000. You come hang out with me for a day. So you got to pay for your own flight, get your hotel. So in the day, for one day, man, you can kick it. What are we going to do? Transfer energy. What are you going to pick up? All right, we're going to sit there. You're going to watch me do shows. You're going to watch how I organize my business. You're going to watch how I got everything set up. If you're a little working out type, hey, we can go work out. You get to see my pace. You get to pick up my energy. Transferring of energy. Do you have to do that? Hell no. That's just how I did it. I learned by being in the environment of people who know whatever it is I want to know. So whenever it is I want to learn a new skill or a new technique, I don't care what the price or the cost is, I know how to change instantly. Because why? I'm behind the curveball. Because the first 50 years, I didn't do jack. So I don't have the time. So if you're 21, you got time. If you're 31, you got time. Me? Mm-mm. I don't got time, boo-boo. So I use energy imprinting to override any unconscious pattern that I have. How do you know what is your unconscious pattern? Whatever you do automatically. So just look at whatever you do automatically, and if that works for you, you're good. You ain't got to change it. But if what you are doing is not working for you, then you need to change that automatic behavior. So that way, you controlling or you're changing your reticular activating system with your automated sensory meridian system. So any energy within a given space can be changed with a greater or more powerful entity. That's why the demonic realm works. The military works. Law enforcement work. Every government organization, every corporation, which is a fictitious person, everything works on the same principle. What is that principle? Is that there are ranks. A higher ranking demon has more power or can override a lower-ranking demon. This is the key to what they call the relationship bonding. That's why the movie James Bond is about bonding. So all of the James Bond movies is telling you how energy imprinting works. So when you're watching James Bond, you're watching 007. You're watching Tubal Cain. You're watching how two balls and a cane, sex on the brain or sex in the brain changes the brain. So you're not having sex in the brain. So how do you have sex in the brain? You got to do toe-curling activities. I've been saying that for 20 years. I only do toe-curling activities. And people ask me all the time. Now, remember, I used to go do toe-curling activities, come back. That's destination addiction. So, that's a better method. I don't have to physically leave. So now I've learned through trial and error, and that's why I'm teaching behavioral cladonomics. So now I understand how to change the behavior in the brain so that way you don't have to hurt other people. So I can create a wealthy, healthy, wise, mutual respect and mutual love environment for myself and others where everybody wins. I don't have to disrespect someone else's definitions because though their definitions is not my definitions. But I have to interact with people that got different definitions than me. So in order to be able to interact with people that have different definitions to me than me, I got to maintain the honeymoon stage or a euphoric feeling or being in a permanent brain orgasm state or not staying. Because, again, remember the seven keys: accept your flaws, take responsibility, take action, live with no safety net, make other people better, accept progress over perfection, and maintain crystal clear vision. And if you look at these seven keys, it gets you to address the question, my intentions are not working. I intend good, but bad things happen. Why? Unconscious pattern. So when your intentions are good, but somebody gets hurt, there's an unconscious pattern that is beneath the threshold of your conscious perception that is creating bad results. That's what I've been doing all my life. Okay, I'm a good guy, but why am I leaving the trail of destruction? How come I'm the only one winning? How come I'm not providing hope for other people? How come I'm not helping other people evolve? Because I wasn't solving, S-O-L-V-E. That contains the word E-V-O-L, evolve, which contains the word L-O-V-E, love. So to evolve, I have to solve using love. All the same letters, just moving around. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. I have to solve other people's problems by helping them evolve, by maintaining the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness. Why? That frequency, that energy leaves an imprint that is so powerful, it overrides the trauma. So I don't require people to love me. So I don't care how people treat me. I'm only concerned how I treat them. Because I want to leave an imprint on me. I don't want to leave an imprint on them. They got to leave the imprint on themselves. Although I am going to leave an imprint, that's my intention, is to maintain and to put an energy imprint on me because it changes me instantly. The feeling that I get from helping, from creating a product or service or information that benefits other people more than it benefits me, bam, leaves an imprint. Releases dopamine in the brain. I feel wealthy, so I draw wealth because I feel it. I feel good. So every day I wake up and somebody says something to me, oh, man, you're just a short, black, blankety blank. You're a spirit chunker. Go back to Africa. All of the comments that I see on my YouTube page. And it has no effect on me because in my brain, my neurons, my dendrites, the axons, they are communicating with each other. They have established a neurological network. They have They're 007. They're James Bond. They're bonding. They're being, they're beaming, and they're bonding. So all of these neurons have bonded together that now they created a neurological network that leaves an imprint in each one of my cells that says, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise. And it seeks out more people that are wealthy, healthy, wise, and they understand mutual respect and mutual love. So I have toe-curling relationships with myself and with other people who are on that same frequency. That imprint changes. It changed me. So behavioral claironomics is how energy imprinting changes you instantly. And the way that energy imprints changes you instantly is by you understanding that it is not about perfection. It's actually about failure. Because failure is a part of the process. So most people are afraid of failure. So I use my failure. I talk about my failure because then nobody can bring me grief. Nobody can make me feel guilty. Nobody can make me feel bad because those feelings create an imprint. I don't feel bad, not because it's not bad. I acknowledge if I do something wrong to somebody, I'm going to acknowledge it, but I'm not going to feel it. I'm going to say, hey, man, I'm sorry for, you know, paying my bill late. I'm sorry for showing up late. I'm going to acknowledge. I'm not saying when I say I'm not moral, that means I don't feel bad because of my immorality. What does that mean? That means that I know I'm not perfect. I accept my imperfection. Number one, the number one cause of negative imprinting existing in your life is you do not accept your flaws. You're trying to change them. I am not trying to change my flaws. I know that I'm flawed and I'm happily flawed. And I will continue to be flawed. And I'm just going to hang around with people who accept my flaws. And if there ain't nobody out there that accept my flaws, it's just going to be me, myself, and I. All three of us, we're going to get together. We're going to go to the Bahamas. We're going to sip pina coladas on the beach. And we are going to hang out. Me, myself, and I. All three of us. Because why? All three of us, we love each other unconditionally. So nobody else is going to accept my flaws, but I am. Nobody else is going to take responsibility for my life. It's not nobody else. It is nobody is supposed to respond to my ability. So I looked inside of myself and say, hey, I have the ability to talk. I said, hey, I was born in the September, so I have the ability to have total awareness. For whatever reasons, I can see through the fluff because I was born in September. And I'm a six, so I have unlimited compassion. So I can give out compassion all day, every day. I don't run out because the more I give, the more I get. Give and it shall be given. So I give love, bam, I get more back. I give, I try to outgive the prime creator. I try to outgive God and I can't. The more love I give, the more love I get back. And people are angry with me. The people are angry. They're saying, dude, you always blessed, man. Even when you lose, you win. You think? Because that's what I give out. So I take personal responsibility. I got ability. I respond to it. I don't respond in areas where I'm not gifted. I am not an eight, so I don't try to respond like an eight. I'm a six, so I only respond. I take responsibility. I see ability, bam, respond. Ability, respond. Ability, respond. That's the second thing I do. Number one, I accepted my flaws. I don't try to change it. See, everybody is trying to fix you when you should just accept you. I ain't trying to fix you, boo-boo. I'm just trying to get you to be you. Flawed. Because you're flawed for a purpose. You're flawed on purpose. So if you fix your flaw, you lose your purpose. So everybody, they trying to change. Uh-uh, boo-boo. Don't try to change. Look yourself in the mirror and love yourself. Flaws and all. Accept your flaws. See your ability, that source code placed inside of you. And if you don't know it, you need to be a part of the life management system so I can put it inside your circle so you can see the letters because the letters are the fetters. And the fetters are chains. And if you look at the word fetters, it means the chains are around your ankle. Don't believe me? Look it up in dictionary.com or any good dictionary. As all my private group knows, because we're breaking down product development based upon energy imprinting, so that way no energy can be so traumatic that it leaves an imprint. That means nothing can happen to me that can override me. Nothing. Nothing can never imprint me again negatively. I can only be imprinted. Why? The word ankle is code for the word angel. The word angel is code for the word angle. An angle is bent, light. And unless you're part of the private group, you have no idea what I just said. That's the purpose of going private and then more private and then more private and then more private. Why? Money has a way of separating people who ain't serious. Because remember, do or die. You're going to do it. I don't care what you got to do. You're going to do it. So the people who are serious, they're going to do it. Because they would rather die than live a life without purpose. And so the ability to understand that letters are fetters and fetters are chains. You ain't going nowhere, man. I know you're trying to go somewhere, but boo-boo, you ain't going nowhere until it's time for you to exit stage left. And then that's when that safety net, that chain, bam, is gone. You start to progress. And you progress by making mistakes. But the mistakes now, they don't make you. Your mistakes used to disempower you or disembower you. Now, your mistakes empower you. Like I tell you guys before, the more mistakes I get, the more money I make. Because I realized that everybody else is afraid of making mistakes. So I created an energy imprint that says the more I violate other people's expectations, the more money I make, the more successful I am. Because every time I say no to someone else, I'm saying yes to myself. And I changed my whole life by simply loving myself. There is a heightened flow between a person, a place, or a thing when they are elevated in love. It is the sending and the receiving of the vibes to and from people and from places and from things that are attracted to each other that create a very euphoric feeling. This establishes the James Bond, the emotional bond. That is why there is an energy interaction between two people that we take as attraction. We think it's physical attraction, and it may or may not be. But the bond is magnetic. The bond is electric. And we grow enamored in another person's energy, and we crave their presence. The reason that you crave is because there's an energy transference that is not sexual. It's magnetic, and it's electrical. This is brain intercourse, but it is the brain intercourse, interverse. So for everybody that's part of the private group, they already know, because we broke down the word course, and they know that that word means path. It means journey. It means a progress, not perfection. So now they understand how to establish bonds, energy bonds, like James Bond. So this energy transference that is not sexual, it is the strongest bond between two people. And it ties you and it separates you from any traumatic experience because it leaves an imprint in the other person's energy that lingers around. And it could be a person, it could be a place, or it could be a thing. This establishes an emotional and a spiritual and an energetic entanglement. So the energy becomes entangled. This is how chi flows through the 12 primary main meridian paths where energy flows. And these 12 primary meridian channels, depending on who you talk to, are all organs. Because if you look at the Chinese school of thought, organs are instruments that create a musical note that frees up any blockage, any imprint blockage that may be preventing energy from flowing throughout the entire body. And the only way to prevent and remove any traumatic internal energy blockage is with a more powerful internal flow. So in the Chinese versus the Western, they use acupuncture on all of the major points where energy flow, small intestines, large intestine, stomach, spleen, liver, kidneys, heart, what else, the lungs, bladder, gonads, gallbladder, what else, heart, I said heart, all of these organs, because an organ is a musical instrument. So the Chinese believe that the organs produce and distribute the emotions, energy in motion. So emotions such as, you know, fear, worry, and grief, or love, joy, and peace, gentlemen. So the heart is the organ that is associated with joy. So each organ has a positive energy and a negative. So the Chinese believe, and the Japanese for that matter, the Eastern culture, that if you can use a energy, or you can use a positive energy to bring about an energy, or to correct a energy imbalance, that's the result of a imprint. Now, the Bible talks about this as well. I think it's in the book of Mark where Jesus was teaching the disciples about the principle of marriage. And when he said a man should leave his father and his mother and be united with his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. So what Jesus was talking about is a binding or a joining together, a transaction between two people to confirm the union. This is James Bond. This is the bonding that takes place. And it says that, so when we talk about the marriage is a binding or a bonding covenant, because God recognizes covenants, not color. And so when you establish a covenant, the same way you do in marriage, you do the same thing when it comes to purpose. So you establish a bond or a covenant that is based up on energy, not color. Once you understand how energy imprinting takes place, it operates on the same covenant or the same principles as marriage. And so when we talk about this, this is a bond that is sealed by a covenant, not blood. Blood is powerful, but God made a covenant. And all throughout the Bible, in the Old Testament, there was a sacrifice. And the sacrifice, remember, they were sacrificed animals and goats and blood, and they would use the blood of animals. But then in the New Testament, there was a sacrifice that was made once for all. And that sacrifice that was made, that's where we get the whole Christian story. Because that story is about the joining together after a specific sacrifice is made. And that sacrifice, again, has to do with leaving or overriding the old with the new. What does that mean? You cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. What does that mean? Everybody want to get something without giving up something. The law, what I said at the beginning of today's show, is called the law of equivalent exchange. You have to give up something in the energy value to receive something of use value. No energy in, no energy out. The only reason you are stuck in Groundhog's Day and you cannot change is because the energy you're putting in is not equivalent. It's not a sacrifice. You're not making a blood sacrifice. You're not making an energy sacrifice. The energy you're putting in is not bigger than a size 5 shoe. So you're making an imprint, but you're using a size 3 shoe to try to put an energy imprint on a size 5 traumatic event. So you need to put more energy in. You need to, if you had a traumatic event, you need to have an organic orgasm, brain orgasm, and that's the best word I can use to explain it, to override the negative imprint. That's the same thing that the Bible is talking about. All throughout the Bible, even in the book of Corinthians, where it talks about in chapter 6, verse 1, it says, don't you know that when he unites himself with a prostitute, he is one with her in body? For it is said that the two shall become one flesh. This is called soul ties, demonic soul ties. I broke this down inside of my book, Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords. When you establish a soul tie, it is an energetic bond. In the spirit realm, it can only be broken in the spirit realm. A soul tie, the soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect. So a soul tie, so when you get married, people come together and they create a soul tie, an emotional bond. They use the electricity and the magnetic energy, and then they seal it with sexual intercourse. Now, the woman back in the Old Testament or the old days, remember, she was a virgin. And when you have sex with a woman that's a virgin for the first time, bleeding occurs because there's a thin fleshly tissue that covers the opening of the vagina that's called the hymen. Hymen. High. It's H-Y, but it's H-I-G-H. High men. It's like a high frequency. That thin frequency that's over the hymen. One is torn, then it releases blood. That represents the covenant between the man and the woman. Because why? Blood was shed. And the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the system of energy is based upon the same. It is the entanglement of your spirit. But what happens when you entangle your spirit with toxic emotions? That's why the most dangerous thing that you can do on earth, and I'm telling you, man, you have to be very careful. You cannot put yourself in an environment where toxic energy is spewed that creates a feeling of guilt or shame or doubt, because that stops your immune system. I guarantee you're gonna be sick. Remember, it disconnects you from the frontal lobe. It activates the frontal lobe. It activates the reticular activating system, the reptile. That's why if you're in an environment that teaches or talks about fear, however good it may be, meaning what it produces in the brain, it makes you more stupid, according to psychology. That's why I came up with behavioral cladonomics, because I was raised in the church, and I always felt guilty. I always felt ashamed. I always felt dirty. Why? I was a sinner, because I knew I was doing bad stuff, so I felt guilty. And based upon biology, that stops the amygdala and the hypothalamus and the pineal gland from working. And it activates the reticular activating system, so it disconnects your frontal lobe. That's where reason and logic takes place. So you can't make good decisions because you are in survival. You're not thrival. When you go to the hood, Negroes just trying to survive. They're trying to pay their light bill. You wouldn't see no Negro in the hood reading the Wall Street Journal. You will see no Negro in the hood buying assets, physical things. They are buying credit. That's why they pay their loan in every hood. Why? They know how the powers that be to keep you in debt. You know they create credit out thin air that you use to buy a physical asset, car, and when you can't pay it, they take back the physical asset that was created with an invisible paper, meaning paper has value because they say it does. They take something that has no value, so you can buy things that do have value, and when you can't pay for that thing that do has value, they take it from you. Now they got value. That's how banks accumulate everything that they got. Repo and foreclosure. Now think, remember, money is made out of thin air. So you take thin air, and they give you a credit, and you take that thin air, and you go buy you a new car. And the moment you can't pay for that new car, they take the new car. They don't take the thin air back. How come they don't take the thin air back? Because it don't freaking exist. So they give you credit. I just bought a car, and the bank extended me credit. I took that credit, and I bought a new car. Now, if I don't pay for that new car, they're not going to take back that thin air. They're going to take back a tangible object that got value. Y'all better stop buying credit, and you better buy your freaking assets. Assets are freaking physical things. Land, cars, houses. I don't care if you got $3 billion in the bank. That's not real. The moment that the government decided, okay, we don't see value in paper no more, we're going to put value in rocks. You got a bunch of paper, now you got to go get a bunch of rocks. Unless you got assets, you better buy assets and don't try to accumulate paper. I'm not interested in how much money you got in the bank. I'm interested in what you brought with that crap that ain't real. Take advantage of the system while you can, because the cashless society is coming. That's why they pushing blockchain. That's why they pushing Bitcoin. Why? Who controls it? Why do I think they call it a blockchain? Remember the word fetter? What does it mean? Chain. Letters are fetters. So they're establishing a cashless society. That way they can control your energy or your entity. You got to be smarter than the average Joe. And I know you are. That's why you're tuning in today's show. Behavioral cladonomics is you under open understanding the energetic bond that is formed in the spirit realm anytime there is a union between you and purpose. Not people, not places, not things. You can have those other unions, but the most powerful union is between you and the prime creator. And the prime creator has chosen, for whatever reasons, to manifest himself on this dimension in the form of attributes and characteristics that's placed inside of letters and your date of birth and your blood. Without bonding or taking that and creating a honeymoon state in your brain, because you elevate in love with your purpose. That's why I like doing, why y'all think I do so many shows? Every time I do a show, I'm releasing the honeymoon state in my brain. Why y'all think I exercise so much? Every time I exercise, I am releasing the honeymoon state in my brain. So I only do activities that maintain the energetic imprint that overrides my negative habit pattern. That's why I don't have no moral problems anymore. Because I understand behavioral modification. That's the only way to get out of Groundhog's Day. It's up to you. If it is to be, it is up to me. Brothers and sisters, for everybody that's already a part of, y'all already know this. Now, what we started on June the 1st is going to change the globe. Because what we're doing is establishing a new energy imprint. This is behavioral cladonomics, how energy changes you. You are an energy worker. Make sure you're doing the work. Because the scripture tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, God bless. He has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. May the sum total of your numbers and the Ruach and the Numa and the aura of your chi allow you to create an energy imprint, because they never, ever, ever would try to limit or control your energy. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind. Day I kill the old me. Don't let your baby face fool you. The streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna block like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. I'm about to cop a villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a goat eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game. Put the paper in the back. Put it back then bring struck. Start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the Senate song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash.
was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to slang that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, I just had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stay